Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org. Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Dr. Luana is the president and founder of A Touch From Above. Her burden for America has caused her to dedicate 25 acres to build a place of prayer, Prayer Mountain in Ramona, California, where God's people come from all over the world and pray. It's exciting to see. We also have a university to equip God's people, a church, and this radio program, which reaches millions daily. Dr. Luana's conviction is to always preach the whole counsel of God. As she is ministering, the Holy Spirit is moving upon the hearts of the people to turn them back to Him. Together we can reach the world. Thank you again for listening. We appreciate you. Please contact us at touchfromabove.org, atouchfromabove.org. And now it's time to set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. Now, Dr. Luana Steins.
Then I called on the name of the Lord.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch From Above, right from Ramona, California. God richly bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us. We're here every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. How awesome is our God? Well, I hope you enjoyed the testimony from Charlie that's coming up, and we also had that in San Diego. It's just amazing. Powerful testimony of deliverance from homosexuality. Wow. We're going to have another young lady that's going to be coming on soon. And what a powerful testimony she has. She was bound for 20 some years in the lie of lesbianism. In fact, she was even a lesbian pastor and minister. She had gone through, quote unquote, what they call spiritual Bible college. She said, I was so deceived. She goes, in my mind, I actually thought that it was okay. She goes, but it's amazing. She said, the more I prayed, the more I prayed, and the more I read God's word, it's like all of a sudden one day, it's like a sword hit my heart. And it's like, whoa, wait a minute. What? Stay tuned when I have her. Oh my gosh, you will be absolutely shocked. Well, that's why my message is so important today. Root yourself in church. You and I need to be rooted in the house of God. You know, the church reminds me of almost like this umbrella of protection. And I'm talking about a Bible-believing church. I'm not talking about one that twists the word. I'm not one that says it's okay to be gay. I'm not talking about one that is the pastor acts like he's a life coach instead. You're great. You're wonderful. You're fantastic. I'm not talking about that kind. I'm talking about a church that gets down into your mud, way down into the depths of your heart with God's word and does surgery. You know, You don't like surgery. Surgery is no fun. You don't like for that knife to go in there. And you don't like all of a sudden, cut, chop, chop, chop. You don't like for that doctor to get in there and cut out that cancer or that tumor or that cyst or that growth that's there. It's very painful. It's hard. It's painful. It's brokenness. But you know what? Let me tell you something. God is a good God. And if you allow God to plant you, if you allow the Holy Spirit to plant you in the house of the Lord. Now, let me back up here. I have a wonderful young lady who is planted in A Touch from Above, but she's all the way in Illinois. She has had a brain bleed. She had a stroke, and she is healing right now in Jesus' name. God is doing a work. But guess what she is? She's a part of our ministry. She's the only one that has any excuse that she can't get to church because she is still learning how to walk. She's learning to get up out of that bed. But guess what? Every single day, she joins us for radio. Every single day. And every Sunday, she watches us live. Every Wednesday, she catches our life group study. And guess what? She is a part. And guess what else she does? And when she gets her income, she tithes every month to our ministry. She is planted in A Touch from Above. And I know that we're going to see her one day. Our church is going to come together, pay her way to come all the way from Illinois to come to the Prayer Mountain for a Bible conference, and we're going to be all, our church knows her. I've known her for 40 years. I knew her before she got sick, but I knew that she had gotten married, and he was very abusive, and he broke her heart, and just all the trials that she went through, and we're watching. She's planted in the house of the Lord. She's planted in His Word, and we're watching God do a miracle in her life. And I'm telling you, there are so many out there that are not planted. And the Bible tells you and I that if we're not planted in the house of the Lord, let me read to you this scripture. I love this scripture. In Psalms 150, it says, "Praise the Lord. Praise Him in His sanctuary." Do you understand what he's saying there? That means you got to be at church. Well, I just praise Him at home. Do you know how many people say, well, I praise the Lord out on the mountains when I'm going fishing? You know, I just feel God's presence. No, you don't. You a lying. You a frying. You out there fishing because you know what? You feel with yourself. And you just want to take yourself out of the house of God. And you're going to make believe. What? Bless the Lord. The Lord. God, no, He ain't going to bless you out there. God, He's saying, you know what? Do not forsake the gathering of the assembly of the saints in the last days of His coming as you have, as so many have. You see, there are so many that have gotten scattered since COVID, and they are scattered out. And now, and let me just tell you another thing. You have so many now that are saying, you know what? Well, I'm just watching YouTube church. I go to YouTube church. You know what? YouTube dummy. Stop it. Are you kidding me? You don't know that person. You know, somebody told me, I watched the YouTube church where the guy has $8,000 tennis shoes. I said, are you kidding me? Yeah, he's the preacher in tennis shoes. Ugh, well, come on. Come on, why don't you come to church? I'll put my tennis on. Will that help you? Are you kidding me? I mean, my goodness. You see, there's so many excuses that people make nowadays. But I want you to know, I love you. Praise Him in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. Praise Him. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the lute and the harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and the dance. Praise Him with the stringed instruments. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. You see, you've got to be in His sanctuary. You see, what happens is if you're not careful, you will step away from God's word and you will go off into a road that leads to destruction. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 3 through 4, why was God so angry? Why was God angry with the children of Israel? Why did God send all these prophets? Have you ever really thought, why did God send Isaiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joe, Obadiah, Amos, Jonah? Why did God send these people? Why did He send Zechariah? Why did He send Haggai, why did he send all of these people, Nahum, why did he send Habakkuk to the children of Israel? Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever really just studied the word? You see, the children of Israel were to be God's special people. He was their God. He was the groom. The church is the bride, and Jesus is our groom. But what happened to Israel? Jesus, all right, I'm just going to say it. Jesus called him a harlot. You know, it's kind of weird when you say the word harlot. It seems like it's easy to say. It's like, oh my gosh, Jesus is calling Israel a harlot. But you know what? What if Jesus would have just said, you little whore? Oh, that's a whole thing, and that's a different, that's, it's like, excuse me. Well, do you know, why did he call him a harlot? He said, you have gone out a whoring. You've gone, and he even went so far as to say, you're like a, oh, I forget the word, dromedary. In other words, like a donkey with his tail lifted up in heat. He is describing Israel that went out like a wild horse in heat, fornicating with anyone that would have them. Do you understand what he's saying there? So when you make your excuses why you can't come to church, I'm going to call you an idolater. You've gone a whoring. Don't get mad at me. I'm just telling you what the word says. You have gone out against God's word, and you have made yourself your own God, and you are serving everything else and fornicating. You see, God is a jealous God. I know we don't like to hear that, but the Bible tells us in the book of James to be a doer of the word, not only a hearer. Luke chapter 11, verse 28 says you got to listen to God's word, and then you got to obey it. The Bible says in Luke chapter 18, verse 8, oh my goodness, let me go there really quick. This is so powerful. When I first read this scripture, man, I had to keep reading it over and over. I go, what? Wait a minute, what is he saying? What? Well, let me read it to you so you can understand why I was going, huh? What? Well, in Luke chapter 18, Jesus is speaking. And who's he speaking to? Look at what he says here. He said, then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. Saying, now there was a certain city, a judge, who did not fear God nor regard man. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, get justice for me, for my adversary. And the judge would not for a while. But afterward, the judge said within himself, though I do not fear God nor regard man, because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she wearies me. Then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him? Though he bears long with them, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, this is the script, this is the verse that really got me. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? Let me stop there for a moment. I want that one last line to really sink in. When Jesus comes, will he, Jesus, really find faith on the earth? And he also spoke the parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. You see, God is looking for those to build his house. He said, I'm going to build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. But guess what? You and I are his arms. You and I are his legs. You and I are his voice to reach the lost, to reach the brokenhearted. But if you and I are not careful, we can miss out because we have yoked ourselves with the world. Well, you know what? I'm just going to stay at home and watch YouTube preachers. I'm going to watch the preacher in tennis shoes. I'm going to watch the one that's blab it, grab it, claim it, and frame it. No, that's not what God wants you to do. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? You see, God knows that Israel had fallen away because they yoked themselves with the inhabitants of the city that they went in, and they were supposed to take that city and change it. But you see, the church, what they've done, not all, but what the church has done, they have allowed the world to come in to shape the church instead of the church shaping the world. You see, we're the called out ones. We're a chosen generation. We're a royal priesthood. You know, and I'm not talking about these hype churches. I don't know about you, but I don't know if you've noticed, like never before, there's all these churches that always have people at the altar every week laying hands on the same person. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. And every single Sunday, they're laying hands on the same people. Well, can I tell you why they're doing that? Because they're not teaching them the word. If you teach the people the word of God, what does it say? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Iron sharpeneth iron. When you are locked into the house of God and you are with your brothers and your sisters, iron sharpeneth. No, brother, that's not correct. That's not what God said. No, you can't be. What are you doing dating somebody that's not saved? You see, people hate accountability. People hate the truth. Your flesh is denying to be gathered in and corralled and allow your spirit man to grow strong in Jesus so that your spirit man can lead you rather than your stinky, rebellious, unruly, your little flesh monster.
Don't tell me what to do.
That inside man that screams, who do they think they are? Well, you know what? What they don't know don't hurt. Oh, are you kidding me? My Bible tells me the eyes of the Lord go to and fro, looking upon the good and the evil. Do you know what my Bible tells me in Psalm 7:11? Oh, thank God for 7:11. God is angry with the wicked all day long. I know that's not a popular verse that you hear very much today, but let me tell you something. The Bible says you're either going to, in the book of James, New Testament, by the way, either be a doer of the word, not only hear, lest you deceive yourself. And if you deceive yourself, guess what? You're going to miss out. I think that's why Jesus said that scripture. Will Jesus really find faith on the earth? What is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. And those that come to God must believe that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Faith grows. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. And when you hear the word of God is not always fun. Why? Because the narrow gate is so narrow. Broad and spacious is the road that leads to destruction. Narrow and thin is the way of salvation. And there are few that find it. Do you hear that very often in your pulpit? Do you realize how many people in church that are not going to be amongst the few? Do you know how many people in your church are still fornicating with their boyfriend and their girlfriend? And they go to church every week and they sit so comfortable. Praise the Lord. Lift their hands up. Hallelujah. And you know what? And they harden their heart against the truth. They exchange the truth of God for a lie. Sitting in the sanctuary, they just go to church, but they're not rooted. They're not rooted. They're not grounded in the word. They're not hearing the word of God, and they're not changing. I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a holy and a living sacrifice unto God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what is God's good, perfect, and his acceptable will. God's word is very clear. God's word does not change. God's word tells you and I that the Old Testament is for our learning not to do what they did. All through the book of Jude, one chapter in the book of Jude, if you ever get a chance, you ought to read that, meditate on it for a whole week. And then do the cross-reference of what he's talking about. That entire book of Jude, one chapter only, covers the entire Old Testament and gives the warning to the New Testament church. Did you know that? I'm telling you what, makes my hair stand up when I read that book. I think, oh my goodness, what happened? Are people not reading the word? Do, 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 do. Warning, warning. Warning, warning, warning. The alarm is going off. But is anybody listening? Are you listening? I love you, but hell is hot and eternity is a long time. There are many doors that go into hell, but there's no way out. None. Separated from the Almighty God. The Bible says where there will be the wailing and the gnashing of teeth. Do you know the wailing and the gnashing? Have you ever seen somebody grind their teeth? They grind their teeth, the screaming, the crying, the darkness, the pain. They will never die where the worm dieth not, tormented forever and ever and ever in total darkness. You see, why do Christians play in the devil's camp? Why do they play in the devil's arena? Why do you continue to fornicate with your girlfriend or your boyfriend and say you love God and you call yourself a Christian? You're not a Christian. Christian means Christ within. Christ lives within. And if Christ lives within, you cannot sin. The Bible says he that sins is of the devil, and the truth is not in him. I know that's not popular preaching today, but you know what? I'm not here for popularity of man. I've been saved 43 years, maybe 44 by now, and I've been preaching this word for years, and I see the consequences of sin. I see when Christians don't do what's right. I see when Christians continue on in their sin, and I've been beside their bed when they're dying of AIDS or syphilis or VD or gonorrhea. Yes, it's even of today. I sit and I see the little girl that starts crying because guess what? She had to date him and he made her pregnant and he walked out on her. And now she's stuck with a baby and she's only 16 years old because you know what? She just had to go out there. I've seen where a man has violated what God's word has said and he ended up sleeping with somebody and he just turned 18 and she was 17. And now he's on the Megan's list because now the parents said he raped the daughter and now they're tainted for the rest of their life. These are Christians. These are Christians. I have seen the psycho ward. Do you understand? I went to go pray for people in the psycho ward. And you know what? You know how many people in the psycho ward are quoting scriptures? I don't know about you, but I was an evangelist for many years and I'm a preacher. And you know what? And I have seen so many people that have exchanged the truth of God for a lie because they're not rooted, they're not grounded in the house of God, and they are stubborn in their own way. They don't listen to instruction. My Bible tells me listen to instruction and learn. You know, the Bible is so clear. I understand we have a lot of people that don't preach this word, but I'm telling you, I'm preaching this word for you for a very important reason. I want to see you in heaven. I want to see you in eternity. And the Bible tells you and I that you and I must be a doer. You see, so many have removed the ancient landmark. They have removed the ancient landmarks. My Bible tells me in the book of Proverbs, do not remove the ancient landmarks which your fathers have set. We have a new church today in every corner that smoke, rock and roll, worship, all kinds of hype. But you know what? Are they serving God? Are they? And now I'm not talking about all. But I'm telling you what, when the church has to be like the world and the worship becomes a rock concert and all of a sudden everybody's jumping, 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 jump, 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 jump. And then suddenly it's like, boy, wasn't the spirit moving? No, your flesh was in control and the drummer is a heathen. Do you understand? Some of the drummers today go out in the back and smoke a cigarette until it's the end of the service so they can come out again. I've been saved a long time. I was an evangelist for many years. I've preached in some of the largest churches and some of the smallest churches. I've seen some hair-raising things that you think, did they not read their Bible? Can I tell you that you got to let go to let God? And I want you to know that you got to find a good Bible teaching, word teaching church that preaches the Word of God. Now, if you've allowed yourself to be caught up in the ways of the world, and you need to repent right now and say, Jesus, please forgive me. I know that you gave your life for me, and I am sorry for my flesh being in control. Forgive me, Jesus. Amen. You said that prayer. I want to hear from you. Do me a favor. Log on to my website, atouchfromabove.org. Email me, Pastor Luana, at atouchfromabove. And you know what? I want to hear what God is doing in your life. Thank you for so much for joining me. We're here every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you so much for your support. Please pray every day and ask God, Lord, what will I give to that wild woman preacher and help her preach the word all across the U.S.? I'm trusting God to speak to you. Thank you so much for your support in advance. God bless you. I love you. Have a great day in Jesus.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Stein's. Give online at atouchfromabove.org. Come quickly to my
rescue. A Touch from Above would like to invite you to our conference in May. When your heart is hit, don't quit. May 23rd, 24th, 25th. The cost is $225. For $225, you'll receive lodging for two nights and meals for the entire conference. The Word of God says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Dr. Luana will be speaking throughout the whole weekend. She will share her experience in ministry. Through much heartache, she never quit. Are you weary and need encouragement, direction? Come and join us May 23rd, 24th, 25th. There's limited space and limited cabins, so you need to call and sign up as soon as possible. 760-315-1967. 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. God bless you.
A Mother's Story, a compelling book by Dr. Luana Steins, tells her heart-gripping story of how God can rescue even the least likely in the deepest trial and bring about His plan for her life. A single mother with a murdered husband who battled cancer and overcame impossible odds. Only God could perform such a rescue and bring about His plan for her life, and He can do it for you. This story by Dr. Luana Steins will inspire you and give you hope. Get your copy today for only $19.95 online at atouchfromabove.org or by calling 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. A Mother's Story.
A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain is located in Ramona, California. Dr. Luana dedicated 25 beautiful acres for God's people to pray. Through much prayer, her life was changed. God placed His calling on her life through prayer. God's people from all over the world come and pray at this place. The best thing about our prayer mountain is God's presence is there. Do you need direction? Pray. Do you need help? Pray. Prayer will change your life. atouchfromabove.org is our website. atouchfromabove.org. Small cabins for private prayer, large cabins to accommodate pastors with their leaders. A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain is for you. Call and make your reservation today, 760-315-1967. Again, 760-315-1967. God bless you.